This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hopefully these are the happiest of times for you. This is the DJV program. A lot of happy stuff goes on here. Jennifer Horn's a happy person. Victoria Keelan is happy. Kara Schillen is happy. I'm happy. We're all happy. Do you know how, why you are happy? It's a good thing to take stock of, right? If you are happy, that's great. How have you become happy? If you aren't, what will make you happy is probably a good thing for you to be thinking about. And the long and the short of it, I think that's a good way for us to start the hour, thinking about what makes us happy. In a moment, the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein shows up. Epstein. Have we decided we have Epstein or Epstein?
Epstein.
Okay. You remind me of that when I say Epstein, okay?
Okay.
We do that?
Because it'll happen.
And well, hi, Jennifer. The New York City police are in the focus. What's the scoop?
Well, this for not a great reason, actually. Over the last several weeks, there's been this trend in New York City specifically and in other places, but it seems that most of it's happening within the city of New York, that they're cops that are out on the street trying to keep things under control are being attacked by protesters, by people in certain neighborhoods who are hitting these police officers with water. They're throwing stuff at them and trying to drive them from their neighborhoods. This past weekend, three officers were injured and actually hospitalized for a small amount of time after they were attacked. One person even attacked the police department with pepper spray. So all of this has been going on. This seems to be this developing trend over the last several months. And so in answer to that, what's new today is that there is legislation that is being tossed around that Congress should take up, I think, when they come back to session in September, that's the next month, that would say that any attacks on police officers would automatically be a felony, even if it was an attack with water, which right now is not a felony. Anything that attacks them while they're out on the beat is going to be considered a felony, and so that's being batted around, especially on the Sunday shows this past weekend, a lot of people talking about whether or not that's a good idea to make these attacks automatically considered to be the highest level of crime.
Is it a good idea?
I think so. I don't think the police officers need to worry about being ambushed when they're out there trying to protect us, but that's my perspective.
Well, they are not to be. The problem is that we are dealing with overages. Everybody's too much on one side and there's too much on the other. We can't seem to find the pendulum in politics or in things like this, public service. It's disturbing, actually, because the people who are doing a good job getting lost in the excrement, if you will, of the guys and women doing a bad job.
Yeah, but I would say I mean, there are ways, and we've seen them, not that I'm huge fans of them, but people are protesting the police all over the place if they think that they're not doing a good job. I don't know that even if you think the police are out to get you, that hitting them in the face with pepper spray and throwing water on them from a rooftop in New York City is the best way to show that you're irritated with them.
Not the best way. Let me go back to the use of the word excrement for a minute and get stuck on something. This is sort of the byproduct of me looking in lots of different places for different ways of understanding what's going on in our world. When we talk about them, I'd like people to walk away from the conversation or leave the conversation with something that they wouldn't find anyplace else. So there is a study of what's going on at the beaches this summer because there have been a lot of people who've gotten sick. There is a stomach virus going on right now around the country. 99.9% of all the stomach issues that people are having is coming from this virus, which is an intestinal kind of bug that has surfaced because of what's going on our beaches, especially beaches that are on the coastal areas, but rivers and streams and in some cases lakes as well. The amount of, so somebody has taken to understanding what's being flushed into the lakes, the rivers, the streams, the oceans. And it's pretty, it's, especially after a rainstorm, it's pretty, it's pretty disgusting. The runoff from rain.
We've had so much rain, too, which makes things so much worse.
Well, the excrement from wildlife sometimes is in the cities now. There's more. We were talking about, I think, was it Friday or Thursday, looking at life of coyotes, fox, all the things that used to be sort of normal that are being pushed out because of development. And so these animals are closer in to our living circumstances. And what they do, how they live, run off into the wastewater systems. And then there's human waste that is in some of these systems that bleeds off because they're less than perfect, all of the sewage treatment plants. And it's just what we have is a lot of people
also,
and a lot of gross stuff that's going into the water.
And another thing that people don't really think about, coastal communities, I live in one of them, are heavily manicured and landscaped, which means pesticides, as soon as they're sprayed and it rains, all that only has one place to go, and it's into our waterways. So that's how, you know, when you see mutated fish and you see things that are, you know, and that's on an extreme level with the fish with two heads, you know, with Monsanto down in Alabama all those years ago. Right. But, you know, and the fish literally had like three eyeballs. It was horrific. But all that stuff, that residual effect that goes into our oceans, we eat the fish, we're eating all of those pesticides. It's not hard to figure out. It's a very small circle of life. But it's, for some reason, I don't know, I think just in general, people have a disconnect between what is in our oceans and what is on the land and how the two are constantly confluencing, and people just don't seem to get that. I don't know why, but there is a disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is. Let me circle back for a second, Jennifer, to what you were talking about regarding New York City policemen and what they're getting, the attacks. Part of this may have come as a result of over the weekend. The police officer, there was an investigation of the police officer who choked Eric Garner. Remember that a year or so ago in New York?
That guy still has not been fired.
Right. Yeah. No, the policeman hasn't been fired. Mm-mm. And that was one of the things that when there appeared an article in the New York Times, that got people worked up pretty much over the weekend. So anyway.
Police with water and pepper spray isn't going to hurt the guy who's not working because
of
his garment.
But you see, that's how people, there's just so much cluelessness as to how the system works.
That's the same kind of thing. If someone who's Asian hurts you, to go after any other Asian. Support
any
that?
Any Mexican.
No.
Any, yeah. Right. Right.
No, but so much anger over that in New York still, over Eric Garner.
There's a lot of anger everywhere.
If we think about it, like, the guy was selling loose cigarettes. That's all he was doing, and he ended up getting choked to death for it. So this was not a drug deal. This was not a gun violence issue. The guy was selling loose cigarettes. It's a very hot-button issue in New York City, in all the boroughs still.
Well, that's why I went back to it, because that may be explained. Then it's hot and all that other stuff. It doesn't mean it's right. It just is. That's the way it is. So here's the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in California. The Trump administration's asylum restrictions is it thrown out? Or is this, I'm not sure what I'm reading here in terms of the restrictions. What they do know is they require asylum seekers to apply for protection in the first safe country they pass through before they can seek refuge in the U.S. And the Ninth Circuit says no. Isn't that essentially what they've said?
Only affects California and Arizona.
Yeah.
Because the Ninth Circuit had to take a look at if the judge was correct.
Because that's their jurisdiction.
If it was correct that he made this ruling, and they said that he was correct, but that he doesn't have jurisdiction over anything else other than California and Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, typically, right now, the UN, just international law require, it's the same law. That's why we talk all the time about in Saudi Arabia and the Middle East, how they have all these refugee camps with, like, air conditioning, like, all these places that sit empty because people are just coming here, or they're going other places, they're not going to that first safe country. That's really what's supposed to happen. I think that's why the pressure is on Mexico, or was on Mexico, at least, to provide asylum for the people coming in from Central America. Because that's where they were coming through to get to the United States ultimately.
In a moment, as I said, we'll talk about the latest headline from not just Jeffrey Epstein, but Ghislaine, is that how you pronounce her name, Maxwell?
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine, that's how you pronounce it? Okay, it's a French name. Apparently, she has more skeletons in her closet than the House of Horrors does, so we'll find out what the heck is the story. And Prince Andrew is lurking around as well. That's up next. Aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So, there are no criminal charges against Ghislaine or Ghislaine Maxwell.
Not yet, but...
apparently jumped out of the In-N-Out Burger and jumped onto a plane and went to France, where she gets some relatives or something. She's hiding out.
Well, now I read a story a couple of days ago that said that they actually photoshopped her at that In-N-Out because there's some funny business going on. I don't know. I saw some headline over the weekend with somebody speculating that that it was actually a photoshopped photo to try to throw people off the scent. But who knows?
Who knows?
It's just so weird. All of it.
Well, the only thing that I thought was weird was that it was what she was eating, because she doesn't eat burgers, fries, and a milkshake. That's the only, and she has been, her whole life, she has been very public about the fact that she just drinks alcohol and doesn't eat, because Jeffrey Epstein liked skinny women. So that was the only thing that threw me off a little bit. I was like, all right, maybe he's dead now. She's gorging? I don't know.
What a sick, oh my God, this stuff's so sick. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here's the time in this hour. Every hour we devote 3, 4, 5 minutes to music stories. I don't think this sounds like Blake Shelton. That's what I've heard. Jennifer, am I off or not? It is Blake Shelton, I know that, but...
It is, and I think it sounds like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell right. It's a song Blake has with Trace Adkins. A new song has been, they call it dropping. When I drop something, I drop a ball. But this is when you go to download stuff. I guess that's the reference to dropping. This song, Hell Right, has Shelton taking a jab at Lil Nas. Who is this?
Lil Nas X. He's got the biggest song in the world right now, Old Town Road. It's been out there forever.
Yeah,
it's number one.
Yeah, of course it is. He says a couple of girls with their boots on, got their Bluetooth on, T-shirt saying, go Sooners. Then the girl from the small town took off the old town, put on little Hank Jr. That's the lyric line of this. I'm not the one that should be talking about this, I guess.
It's just, yeah, that's a similar lyric from Old Town Road, so he's just kind of doing a little play on it.
Okay.
We'll just move on from that. You don't need
happened?
To.
I like this song, though, and it premiered. They had, like, a little party, and Trace Adkins said, you know, if anybody who's actually state country and who'd rather be in Oklahoma, it's Blake Shelton. He's not been changed by Gwen Stefani in Hollywood. How about that?
They left. That wasn't a dig at Gwen,
though.
Nice. Because I don't think Gwen has tried to change him.
No, but I think...
He doesn't even change his clothes. And Blake needs a wardrobe update.
I think the question was, like, from somebody, and Trace, I don't know, saying, has he changed? Has fame or Hollywood changed him? And I think...
Yeah.
He's like, no, he's still the same guy.
So that's what the song's about, basically?
No, that's just what Trace Adkins said about Blake Shelton.
Okay. All right. This one, I miss...
We'll get there someday.
This is the mark complete with me, and I quite like Blake Shelton.
His I'm not a fan of this song, though. I like the song he did with Garth, the dive bar song. I like that better. Yeah. This, to me, I don't know. It's not my genre, but this is not my favorite from Blake.
Nothing. All right, let's keep moving because there's nothing there for most people. Here's Tanya Tucker. Got a new song to talk about called Bring My Flowers Now.
They'll bury me and Jesse Ray. I just know. We're gonna ride again someday.
This doesn't sound like too uplifting.
Her whole album is so depressing to me.
See, I think this is a beautiful song, though. She's got such a great message.
I need your love, and I'm gone.
All right, so what's the story here? The message showing appreciation for those we cherish? Oh, we still have the opportunity, yeah. Tell people you love, that you love them when they're alive. Not a bad thing to think about.
Bring them on.
If your heart is in those flowers, bring them on. This was written by
Miss
Tucker and Randy Carlisle. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we all put our... I think this is a great message because, you know, I recently lost my uncle. And, you know, when that happens, you look back on it and you think how much more time you could have spent together. And I think that's really what her message is. Don't bring the flowers when I'm dead. Do it now. And I think everyone should take that message.
Yep. Delta Dawn has always been my favorite song that I've ever recorded in the pinnacle of my 50-year career. That she did in 1972. But I think now Delta Dawn has to move over for Bring My Flowers Now. Song came from my heart. Start showing love for the ones we have now, for they're gone. So you can't argue with that at all. This is from an album called While I'm Living, right?
Yep, comes out that's August coming out 23rd, next week. Soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yep. She's going to take the stage in the Grand Ole Opry on that night as well. Be sure that she's singing this song. And then she's going to be there. She's traveling around September 17th. She'll be the Bowery Ballroom in New York and October 16th at the Troubadour in Los Angeles. So that's the update on Tanya Tucker here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following a deadly ISIS attack in Kabul, Afghanistan, Saturday night, President Trump is becoming more and more eager to bring U.S. troops home from Afghanistan. He's talking of a peace plan with the Taliban, which would keep the country from falling back into terrorist hands.
Well, look, we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory, okay? It can't be a laboratory for terror, and we've stopped that.
President Trump also telling reporters he's not worried about the U.S. economy going into a recession, saying he doesn't see one for the U.S. in the near future, although he says if there was to be a downturn in the economy, it would be because he's had to take on other countries who've treated the U.S. poorly. The week will be bringing a heat wave to the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Southern states. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour now on the DJV program, your exclusive home of Jennifer. Well, not really. She's on Los Angeles on KRLA too. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. She spends her time going running from one thing to another. Okay, before we get to the issues, I want to know what that white stuff is that grows on fruit when it's passed, like raspberries,
mold.
Blueberries.
Yeah.
Is that mold?
Yeah. Yes. You didn't know that?
No.
You're one of those guys who just scrapes it off and eats it anyway, right?
Oh, well, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wasn't sure. I don't know why. I never paid much attention to it.
If it's got more
like
hair than you, don't eat it.
Ew. Jeez.
Well, it seems that the strawberries and the blackberries, it's very common. It seems to... raspberries
they go moldy
go off.
Raspberries
yeah,
go crazy. And once yeah, one gets it, it's like whammo.
Right. Yeah, all over the place.
But don't eat it because that will definitely throw your stomach off for sure. Don't
all right.
Them.
My stomach is strong.
Or you'll never need antibiotics again either.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's get to a focus on the best city in the world. Where is it? What is it, Jennifer? You can set aside now because Victoria is going to lead us down that road.
Well, the global consultancy firm Mercer has issued its 2019 quality of living ranking. They have analyzed more than 230 cities to determine which ones are the absolute best for both business and life. So for its rankings, they consider housing, education, public services, including public transportation, the natural environment, recreation, and political and social environments. And so they've combined all of these data points, and the number one best place to live on the planet.
Da-da.
Take some guesses.
Austin, Texas.
Guess? No.
No. In this country? Is it in this country? No.
It is not.
No. Okay.
In the world.
Man. Malmo, Sweden.
That's probably pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are a lot of Swedish cities in there, but no, that is not the number one. This actually kind of surprised me, because I don't think much is known about this city, but...
Asia?
All right, let's hear it.
No, it's Vienna, Austria.
Oh, that's a great city.
That's beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's
it's great. Gorgeous to look at, but... Yeah, so they said globally, Vienna tops the ranking for the 10th year running. Who knew? Number two is Zurich, which is not surprising. In joint third places are Auckland, Munich, and Vancouver. Now, Vancouver is interesting because they've gone up the rankings. They are the highest ranking city in all of North America for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's a great place.
And,
it's a really pretty city.
Yeah,
fabulous. And the other, I've never been. I've always wanted to go, but I've heard amazing things about it. I've got lots of friends and family who have traveled there and just think it's really wonderful. Now, with the such a booming movie and TV business in Vancouver, it makes sense why it's up there on the rankings. And it's the highest ranking city in North America. Now, other global cities that did well on the list, Singapore, Montevideo, and Port Louis, they maintain their statuses as the highest-ranking cities in Asia, South America, and Africa. And then
I
the
think
only...
it's Montevideo.
Probably. The only city in the United States that actually rose in the rankings is New York City. That is because they were cited because the crime rates are falling, which is true. And however, all other U.S. cities covered in the analysis fell in the rankings, with Washington, D.C. falling the furthest.
Yeah.
And Detroit remains the U.S. city with the lowest quality of living this year, which is
awful
still
place.
Really, anyway. Really sad.
Yeah,
but D.C.
awful.
Getting worse and worse. Not
so
bad.
Then we focus on one city that's been having problems lately. There were 13 people arrested in Portland over this past weekend after a confrontation between some of the far-right whack jobs and the anti-fascist counter-protesters. Why Portland? I don't know. Far-right groups converging for a rally there. The Proud Boys, one of the groups, been deemed as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I don't know that much about them. I've never even heard of them before. So then the counter-protesters show up. Rose City, what is it? What's
Antifa.
Antifa, what is... What are they, why are they called that? It's an anti-fascist group. There were weapons that got seized, bear spray, knives, poles from the demonstrators. Law enforcement declared a civil disturbance at one point. Six people got hurt over the course of the demonstrations. They had to go to the hospital. And that's not the first time Portland has seen these kind of demonstrations either, between the far right and the anti-fascist, the groups. A clash there late in June. There were injuries then. The Portland police estimates about 1,200 demonstrators gathered during the height of the demonstrations. 700 police officers were brought in for security. So who's going to pay that bill? And why are they going to Portland? And what are they...
Everywhere. This was the same clash that was in Charlottesville, Virginia. It's the same... Yeah, there. It's not just... just this weekend it happened to be Portland, but it's happened other places. It's a mess.
So I went to Target last night to buy a new bathrobe. And I was walking around. By the way, it's not the place to go
Thanks
to get a bathrobe.
Thanks for sharing, by the way.
No, I know, right?
Yeah.
So, like, on a Sunday night, you need to be at Target to get a bathrobe?
Well, my old bathrobe was, my son was making fun of me last year. I've got an old bathrobe that's ripped and torn and probably some things that you see that you don't want to see or shouldn't see when people are wandering around the house. So I kind of get shamed. All right. So I'm walking around Target, and I see all these school. There's a whole corner of the store that's devoted to back-to-school shopping. So I just wandering around about 8 o'clock last night, and I thought, okay, I'll go over and look and see excuse me, what there is there. And there's a list. They have a board that suggests you go to your school's website, check the, and then go to Target and see if the list can be fulfilled from all the things they have there. Teachers designating particular brands of things that need to be brought into school. And I looked on the Framingham website, and you know, they have some back-to-school shopping suggestions. And then I think to myself, wait a minute. The Framingham school budget is $125 million. What are they doing with $125 million? If elementary school teachers are posting online the supplies that children are supposed to bring with them, including notebooks, paper, and you know, there are all kinds of notebooks. This has become a big product line, selling the backpacks, that kind of stuff. They're a logo to get you to buy other things, lunch boxes, all that stuff. I don't have a problem with lunch boxes and backpacks and that stuff. I do have a problem when you have to bring paper to school. I got a problem with that. Oh, serious.
Really? I used to have to.
Well, it doesn't mean it's right. What the hell are they doing with your, with the money that's collected to run the
school? Well, that's true, actually. I went to private school, so I paid and brought my own paper.
Different. Yeah, different.
I got double-dipped, actually.
Yeah. And so there are these lists that are for elementary schools, for middle school, for high school, and teachers are posting these lists, again, on the websites of the schools so that you know what to go. You know, go to school and shop for your kid. I just find this to be appalling.
Well, it is.
Pencils, pens, erasers, rulers, glue sticks, scissors.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that so many parents sending their kids to schools can't afford those things. And that's when you hear of teachers all around the country buying supplies for their kids because their parents can't afford them.
Where's the money going to?
Well,
to run the schools.
Exactly.
Where's that money going? Who's monitoring this stuff?
It goes to the top. It goes to the district, and they keep it. It's terrible.
To do what with?
They just organize
more administrators. We have enough administrators in Framingham to sink a ship. Every time you turn around,
well, and that's
some new...
what costs a lot. My mom will tell you that the teachers were struggling; they were not given a raise, and the district had a chauffeur. The head of the superintendent of schools had a chauffeur-driven limo to work every day. Come on,
unbelievable. These people are gods. They think they're gods. And we've put them in those positions, actually. We've allowed them to get into these positions. Somebody ought to write the obituary for this sort of thinking. There's too much class stuff. There's too much, you know, we supposedly have a melting pot here, but there's too much class orientation. That is, you know, how much money you have, how do you look in school. That sort of thing is one of the things that weighs heavily on me as well. Uniforms, uniforms, uniforms. Everybody wears the same kind of shirt and pants. You don't have to have a formal uniform, but everybody goes in a white shirt or something like that instead of some of the stuff you see these kids wearing. My God, the logo is distracting. You're not supposed to be distracted in school. You're supposed to focus on learning. That's why people are so dumb in America. We've made it easy, and almost we've made it a thing. The dumber you are, the better you are in some classifications. It's ridiculous.
I actually don't think that I've never had to wear a uniform, but I've gone to private school with a dress code, and so I think I do think that there is something to be said for that. If you look at every other country in Europe, no matter if the kids are in public or private school, they're all in uniforms, and then there aren't any you know, distractions of, oh well, you know, this stupid Supreme brand that every kid is obsessed with, and it's so expensive, and kids are stealing from each other, and it's a mess.
There you go.
My mom would tell you she was grateful for a dress code because there's always stress around free dress days. When I didn't have to wear a uniform, it would be like traumatic to try to figure out what am I going to wear? How's it going to look? Who's going to say what? Ugh, it's just too much.
What's in the snow? You'll find out what's in the snow in a moment here on the DJV program, 46 after the hour.
This report is sponsored by Cooper Tires. As summer comes to an end and the seasons change, it's important to take a moment and check your tires. Drivers should always check tires when there are major shifts in temperature and before any road trips. With the busy end-of-summer Labor Day travel weekend approaching, it's the perfect time for a tire check safety moment. Jessica Edgerton, Director of Brand Development, Cooper Tires.
We encourage all drivers to check their tires monthly with a simple routine. Tires are the only part of your vehicle connecting it to the road, so it's important to regularly check your tread depth, tire pressure, and the overall condition of the tire.
Cooper offers tires for all seasons, as well as helpful safety and maintenance tips. One tip for checking the tread on your tires is by inserting a U.S. penny with Lincoln's head facing down. If the top of his head is visible at any point around the tire, it's time to replace it. Take a moment before this holiday weekend and check your tires. For more, visit www.coopertire.com. Again, that's www.coopertire.com.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I don't have enough time to tell a real story about what's in the snow, so I'll tell you that it's not what you think it is. It's not yellow snow. That's what it isn't. Some of the most pristine locations on Earth are finding things that are not discussable, but they aren't yellow. All right, how's that? I told you what it isn't. I'll tell you what it is later, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Money Pit theme. Money Pit.
Wait, where is it? There it is. Okay.
Can't get started with Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program every weekend all around the country, without hearing from the Money Pit Orchestra and Chorus. Very, very important group. So Tommy McKay is here. Hoorah! Money Pit is a very important service. A lot of people, if you can't listen to the show when it's on live, go to moneypit.com and you can get the replays, you get the podcast. It's full of information. He's a service-oriented guy. And if you really are nice to him, he'll come to your house and fix your porch. In the meantime, there are listeners to this program that want to know how to fix various problems. Here's Bill, who lives in suburban Boston, has a disappearing attic stairway that is sagging. Nothing worse than a sagging stairway. There's air coming down from the attic. All right, so what does he do to fix this problem?
Well, yeah, if you have an attic stair and it doesn't close completely and it does sort of sag down, what happens, especially in the wintertime, of course, is all your warm air escapes up around that, gets into the attic, and that can be really wasteful. So what I did in my house, you can put in a new wood attic stair, but I found one that was actually much better built. It was called a rainbow stair, and it was made with a metal frame, Doug, and it kind of telescoped down when you open the stair. Mm-hmm. It didn't unfold, sort of telescoped, and I was really happy with the quality of it. Now, it's a lot more expensive than the wood stairs, but I felt like it was more permanent, and I had had two over the years where the stair springs get weak and they loosen up, and then you have to put weather stripping in there. Plus, you know, the wood panel itself is only plywood, so that's not really much, it's not insulated. So you also have to put insulation above the stair if you want to try to keep that area warm. So I found that removing and replacing with the rainbow attic stair, you can look it up online, was a lot more effective.
All right, so that takes care of your problem, Bill. Hopefully you listen and learn. Randy has written in. He's got a bathroom that's a distance from the water heater. It takes a couple of minutes for the water to get hot. He thinks he ought to add a water heater or a water lobster. What the heck is a lobster?
Yeah. Randy's asking about a product called a hot water lobster, which is another one of these products that recirculates hot water. I was not at all familiar with it, and I looked it up, and it's very, very similar to what a Watts instant water recirculator does, and that's sort of the standard Watts, W-A-T-T-S. Key difference is that the Watts actually has a circulating pump in it that moves the water around, and this hot water lobster device seems to rely on the buoyancy of warm versus cold water to move it around. I like these Watts units. They're not very expensive. They're under $200. Installation is really pretty simple if you're a DIYer. And what you do is you go to the farthest bathroom from the water heater, and you install this crossover pipe, and it basically will move some of that hot water around so that whenever you hop in that shower in the morning, you'll have instant hot water. The other thing that's nice about it is it has a timer. So you're not running water 24/7 through the system and wasting it. You're basically only having it on for, say, a couple hours in the morning, when that's usually when we complain about having to wait for the water to get warm, right? Typically, you know, you hop in the shower and it's freezing, and you got to wait a minute or two for the water to catch up. With this Watts device and the timer set properly, it'll be instant from the moment you jump in.
All right, next up, Jack listens in Georgia. Jack has a plaster ceiling that is deteriorating. He wants to know if he can put just drywall up over it and fix it that way.
Well, I've got to say, as the owner of an old house, I've dealt with plaster walls a couple of different ways. I've repaired them, but I've also torn them completely down and replaced it with drywall. And the third thing I've done is actually covered them with drywall. Mm-hmm. And I think after years of owning a 100-plus-year-old house, I found that unless the drywall was in absolutely terrible condition, I found it best to go ahead and take the drywall and cover plaster with it, so put another layer on top of it, because it does sandwich in the old drywall and stops it from moving and cracking, and it's easier than taking all that plaster down, which makes quite a mess. And the other thing you'll notice, Doug, is if you tear out old plaster walls, the studs are not as flat as what you would think of as modern studs, because the craftsmen back then would actually, you know, spread the plaster to even out the deficiencies in the lumber. So if you had something that was sagged or twisted, they might put a little more or a little less plaster in that area to smooth it out. Well, go ahead and try and put drywall on that, and the drywall is all, you know, warpy and stuff. So I found that putting the drywall on top of the plaster is the best way to handle that. Now, you do have to extend your outlet boxes and things like that, so the window trim, the door trim, to kind of make up for the extra thickness in the wall. But definitely the cleanest, most effective way of restoring those walls.
It helps them insulate a little bit too, I think, right?
Maybe. You know, it's not insulating material. It's more of a cosmetic issue.
Right. All right, there it is, the word from the wise man, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program at MoneyPit.com, 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.